During the offseason, there were a few changes on Mike Houston's coaching staff, and one of those was at running back. And right now, we're very excited to be joined for the first time by the new running backs coach at East Carolina University, Chris Foster. Coach, first of all, welcome to the show. And secondly, how's Pirate Life?
It's great. First of all, thank you for having me. Pirate Life is awesome. It's awesome. You know, like I say, just going into, you know, having the spring ball now, getting a little touch of, you know, the recruiting and, you know, now, like I said, getting prepared for the season. So it's awesome.
Before we talk about some of the tremendous talent you had the opportunity to coach, let's just talk about how you wound up in Greenville, North Carolina. And back in late January, the previous running backs coach, Darrell Sims, chose to pursue another opportunity. So that opened the door for you. And obviously you had a previous relationship with Coach Houston, but just tell us about that and what made you choose East Carolina?
Well, going back to it, you know, like you say, you know, my previous relationship with Coach Houston goes back to when I was at Cardinal Webb and he was at Lenore Ryan, and we worked FCA camps together. And, you know, just being around him, knowing what type of person he is. And then, you know, just also following him as he continued to move up in the coaching ranks and you know, see the success that he has had. And, you know, I knew that, you know, if the opportunity had presented itself for me to have a chance to work with him, you know, I was going to take advantage of it. And so when this opportunity came about, you know, leaving Georgia Southern, you know, to come here to East Carolina, you know, I'm very good close friends with Darrell. Darrell kind of had, hey, you know, let me know about his opportunity. And, you know, I'm like, man, this is just a blessing, you know, because like I said, I always wanted to have a chance to work with Coach Houston. Like I said, after meeting him and knowing what type of guy he was, but he has a special pedigree about himself. He's definitely won some championships, but also he just, you know, he's about building men of character. And so, he is doing a great job here, and I see where he's taking this program. And I, like I say, was fortunate enough and wanted to be part of it.
In addition to your relationship with Coach Houston and obviously knowing what he's done in his past and what he's going to do and is currently doing at East Carolina, and just talk about, just your background and just your thoughts on East Carolina football. Obviously, you're from this area. You coached at App State, coached at Georgia Southern and Gardner Webb. So you're well aware of what East Carolina football can be and what it means to Eastern North Carolina.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's a place, you know, has definitely had some unbelievable seasons, some unbelievable coaches that come through here. You know, actually, you know, one of my really, really close best friends, you know, is Dwayne Lefford, who's the O-line coach at the Falcons, who played here at East Carolina. And so, you know, he would always, like I said, me and him worked together at Gardner Webb and App State, but he would always tell me the stories about when he was here at East Carolina and how passionate the fans or about this program. And so, which that means a lot, you know, if, you know, these guys love this program, they support this program, and you want to come to a place that does that. And so just like I say, following up, you know, coming up, just watching, you know, like the Chris Johnsons and, you know, other worlds, you know, David Garaz, and just following them guys and, you know, just watching them on TV and seeing the success they had. And like, man, you know, that's a special place. And, you know, like I say, each year, you know, East Carolina play a SEC, an ACC school, and, you know, they right there to either, you know, knock them off or right there and competitive with them. So, you know, it goes to show alone about what type of program, you know, we are. And so by having this chance and being a part of it, I see how special it is. And like I say, I'm blessed to be a part of it because, I mean, it's definitely a special place. And you can just tell by, you know, just being in the community, just meeting the fans and the people, just like I say, the support and love for Pirate football.
Before we dive specifically into some of your personnel that you have in your room, just talk about the last 6 months and making that transition, going through spring ball, you know, getting to know all the guys that are running backs on the current roster.
Just coming in, the transition was fairly smooth. Which made it smooth is Coach Houston and his staff was very supportive in the move for me and my family. On top of, you know, having previous relationships with Raji and Keaton before I got here, you know, recruiting them at Georgia Southern. So kind of, like I said, had a previous relationship with them guys. So, you know, which made it a smooth transition, you know, as coming into it. And like I say, it's been, like I said, we hit the ground running, you know, got here and, you know, kind of get my feet wet a little bit recruiting right into it while I'm trying to learn the offense and, you know, the terminology. Then, you know, trying to get prepared for spring ball to make sure I'm ready for that. And then after spring ball finish, you know, you're back to the recruiting world. And so it was, like you say, it was a smooth transition just because of the organization that Coach Houston has laid here and the foundation that he has here. And so which made it very easy for me.
Back during spring practice, ecupirates.com did a Q&A with you on just talk about some of those points of emphasis, such as, you know, the importance of being a student of the game, you know, watching the film, doing the things that you need to do to make yourself the best you can possibly be.
Yes, in which, like I say, and that was one of our main focus coming into spring ball. You know, we have positional goals, and, you know, and that was one of them. And, you know, and I talked with all of them that's, you know, and they was hungry for it. You know, we spent extra time in the film room, like I say, throughout the spring and also leading into the summer. You know, them guys became a whole lot better. You know, they knew what they was doing, but they got a better grasp of why, you know, they was doing or you know, why the defense, you know, certain defenses, how they fit and everything and why I have to press the hole on this inside zone run. And so just by them understanding that, it allowed them to have a little bit of success, but also, like I say, it allowed them to play a whole lot faster. And so, you know, we are definitely ahead of the curve from where we were, which is good. We still got ways to go. But one thing about these guys, they are hungry and continue to want to learn more. And, you know, and another emphasis was protecting the football. You know, we take pride in it. You know, we always say the ball is the program. And we want to make sure that we protect the ball. And so, like I say, going into it, I think between Raji and Keaton, you know, both of them had, you know, zero fumbles, you know, this spring. And so, you know, and that one, you know, it was just a testament to them taking pride and wanting to be better. And so as we continue to head into, you know, the fall camp, you know, them goals won't change. Them goals won't change. And, you know, it's very important. And we want to stress the importance every day of the ball security piece, but also we stress the importance of becoming a student and knowing your opponent. Because once you know your opponent, once again, that's when the game will slow down for you as you play it. So we want our guys to play fast and have fun.
In addition to the ball security, one of the things as far as being a well-rounded back is being able to pass block. That was something, you know, with those guys being true freshmen, just talk about the strides that you saw this spring in that area and just the importance of that.
Yeah, and which, like I said, once again, you know, mentioned that, yes, we did see strides. You know, we, once again, there's still some work to do, but just understanding how to attack an internal blitzer, inside blitzer, versus how to attack a external blitzer, which is an outside blitzer. So just understanding the different techniques and position that you need to be in. One thing about blocking is number one, you got to have the will to want to block. And, you know, all these guys do, you know, they don't lack the courage of it. It's just a small detail of how to, you know, attack it, or for a blitzer that's an internal, external blitzer, in which these guys worked at it. You know, it's something that's not easy because, you know, of course, in high school, you don't get that much practice at pass pro. A lot of times they don't, obviously, a lot of them don't, you know, this is their first time them learning and understanding it. And so, you know, just like anything else, it's going to be a process. But, you know, we definitely saw strides. But, you know, once again, we know we got to continue to work every day to be the best. And so we will continue, once again, like you say, in fall camp, you know, our golden rules, as you protect the football, we said two things that allow us to win. If we protect the football and protect the quarterback, you know, them two things right there give us a chance to win a ball game. So we want to make sure that we are emphasizing and taking pride in that. So we did make some strides, but we, like I say, you know, we still got some things to work on, and the guys, like I said, I gave some drills throughout the summer to work on, and they've been working on that. And so I'm looking forward to seeing it pay off in fall camp.
You talk about making strides. In order to make strides in you know, pass pro, and obviously when they have the ball in their hands, some of the strides they've made in the weight room with Big John. We had a question from Robert Vernon on Facebook asking, just can you talk specifically about some of those you know, weight gains, strength gains that they've made with Big John?
I haven't saw the official numbers, but I have, like I say, spoke with the guys weekly. And just seeing the guys, their body looks really good. You know, and just seeing the guys and talking to the guys, you know, I know this week they're doing some mats and some lifts this week. So after this week, we'll kind of have some numbers on some guys. But you can just tell by the way their body has started to begin to develop and change that you can see that they have put that work in the weight room. And Big John and his staff has done an unbelievable job with them. But, you know, just talking to the guys, like I say, you know, they like, coach, I'm getting there. I'm working. I'm getting there. You know, they starting to get that confidence about themselves. And so which is important because, like I say, they've been definitely busting their butt this summer, you know, just like I say, a lot of them, you know, they didn't have that summer last year with COVID. So this is the real true summer that they had. And so you can definitely see the, you know, from a physical standpoint. And like I say, once we get the numbers this week, we'll know a little bit more about that. But, you know, they are feeling good about themselves.
One of the great things about the talent you have in your room is that it's all so young. I mean, you have Rajay Harris and Keaton Mitchell who still have 4 years to wear the purple and gold, which is just crazy to think about with some of the things we saw from those guys last season. Let's start with Rajay. You know, Rajay, 5'10", 228. That was based off last year's roster. I'm sure he may have put on some pounds, like you said, but, you know, over 600 yards, 5 yards a carry, and he showed not only could he run with power, but he took it the distance against Navy going 80 yards.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely blessed to have him too. I come in a great situation. You know, I can't lie. You know, of course, Rajay had an unbelievable freshman year, you know, and I just told him, you know, one thing about it, never be content. And he's not, you know, he's a guy that carries that mindset. I can be better. I'm going to be better. I'm going to work to be better. You know, I was just up here Saturday, get some stuff out of my office and, you know, working on some things, and he's out there getting some air strength, you know. So them the little things that's going to continue to make him successful as a young man. And I was very, like you said, I was very pleased with Keaton. You know, I knew Keaton was a good football player. I know last year, you know, he got to play and, you know, had some success. But, you know, he's a guy that, you know, really turned it on this spring. And so, you know, them guys complement each other. One thing I like about them, they compete against each other, but one, they always support each other. And so, you know, which I think is very important with that. So I've been definitely blessed with having them two being back who has some game experience and will be better than they were the previous year because of that. And, you know, with, you know, bringing in some other guys, some other freshmen, didn't know if you want to talk about them right now or later, but, you know, the other guys who will be competing also for the position.
Yeah, last week when we talked to Donnie Kirkpatrick, obviously offensive coordinator for East Carolina, and just we talked about the thunder and lightning, if you will, with Rajay Harris and Keaton Mitchell. Just talk about that and just the options that we have there. You have Holt Naylors, who's obviously a run threat also, so you can really put some pressure on the defense.
Just like, you know, you talked about Rajay, you know, you know, he's thunder, which he does run hard. He's a very powerful runner. But just like you mentioned, you know, he definitely has the speed too. So, you know, he has very deceptive speed, and, you know, he has some big ones this past year. So, you know, having that combination of continuing to pound him and, you know, finish off runs, you know, I told him, you know, our motto is always by the fourth quarter, we want to make them safeties cowards. We want to make them safeties tackle from the side and not straight up. And so, which means, like I said, we go let them know we're there from the beginning all the way to the end. And so he definitely can lay on the defense and weigh on the defense by doing that. And, you know, Keaton, you know, he's a smaller back who is very fast, but, you know, just like, you know, I talked about Rajay being a power, Keaton runs the power. Keaton plays bigger than what his size is. And so, which is very good because, you know, smaller guys kind of worry about the physicality of it, but, you know, he loves the physical contact and runs very hard and, you know, does a great job of breaking tackles and also did a great job this past year. And so, you know, and that's one thing that we will always take pride in, you know, a thing that's going into the season that I do, and I call it pirate yards. And, you know, it's going to be yards after contact, making a defender miss, you know, and so we're going to have a goal set for our pirate yards. And so we definitely take pride in breaking tackles and, you know, getting them hitting yardage, which is very important.
A moment ago, Coach, you referenced some of the other talent in the room. As far from just Harrison Mitchell, Joseph Pop McKay out of Alabama, 6 feet, well over 200 pounds. You look at his offer sheet, I'm over half the SEC offered this kid. Just talk about everything Pop McKay brings to the table.
Well, like I say, he's been, you know, he's got up here this summer, started working out with the guys. Once again, he was an other one that's always doing extra work. Right now, I think he's around about 205, 208 in that range. So he's already has really good size. We was able to do some individual things with him a little bit in the summer. And so just see the way he moves around. I think he's going to be able to help us. You know, the biggest thing, like we talked about earlier, is the as a freshman is the mental piece, and just being able to in the film room and spend a little bit of time with him. He's definitely has a really good high football IQ. He understands the game, which will help him as we go forward into this process and into fall camp. But I'm definitely excited about him. He's a great young man, very humble young man. Man is hungry and coming in ready to compete. And, I'm excited about having him a part of, our room. He will make us better. He will make us better. So looking forward to spending some time this fall camp and just see how his camp go.
If you would, Coach, give us a thumbnail sketch on some of those other guys you alluded to, and guys like Chambers, Barnes, Donald, Austin, and obviously the Marshall transfer, Wilson.
G-Money Wilson, he's a guy, I'm just telling you, he's had a great career, playing high school ball here in North Carolina. He's a guy that I think, he has some ability and talent. Once again, like I say, just seeing the way he moves, he's a guy that showed it, he has some very explosive type runner that has some really good speed. Once again, like I say, it's just hard to tell about them guys until we actually get into the heat of things and practice and kind of see how they unfold. But just, as I call it, gym class out there with shorts running on, they look pretty good. And so, like I say, I'm excited about him. He's great work ethic, great kid. Once again, also hungry. Also, Ace's guy's been here, did a great job. I mean, he's a hard worker. And, he's done some things to kind of change his body, help him with his flexibility this offseason, which has helped him. So, I saw him the other day. I mean, he looks very good. So, looking forward to seeing him contribute. DJ Austin is another guy that we have that's, just come along. It's got a whole lot better. We continue to get better. And, Kayvon Chambers is a guy that came in this summer, been working out with the guys. It was good to see him move around a little bit. So I'm excited about the room in general. These all, and one thing about these guys, they push each other. They push each other to be better, which is important. They love to compete. Like I mentioned about Karaji and Keaton earlier, this whole group loves to compete. But one thing about it, we have a great room where we support each other also.
Another question from one of our viewers on Twitter, Demetrius Green chimes in. Obviously, you have a background, Coach, as a recruiting coordinator down at Georgia Southern. And obviously, you cannot speak in specific terms about what's currently going on, but just generally talk about how you've been able to hit the ground running recruiting and how nice it's been to be able to get young men on campus.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And, like you say, just East Carolina being a recruit at a special place like this, has been really good for me. Kind of kept my familiarity with the areas. So I didn't, I didn't change there. And so, which was really good for me. I just added the, Cleveland County, North Carolina, which, I spent 12 years, four years of playing, 8 years of coaching at Gordon Webb. So knew the area very well and knew the coaches in that area. So it's been a smooth and easy transition. It's been really good, to be able to get some really good football players up here on campus. I couldn't tell you the number, but it was a lot. We had a lot. And, you know, this was a little bit different. This recruitment year still off whack a little bit due to COVID. But it was really good to get these guys up here in June and actually work them out on an unofficial visit and do a little workout. So, I mean, you know, that part of it was good. Was able to get some higher priority guys. When I say higher priority guys, just because, you know, I tell you, you know, the level of football that we play here in this conference is very respectful. And so, you know, guys want to come up and see what East Carolina is about. And, you know, when they get up here, they see like, wow, they didn't know that East Carolina was special like this. So, you know, the biggest thing, like, you know, anywhere recruiting, anything recruiting, you got to get people on your campus and see it and see how special it is. But also it was good for them to see how we are as a staff. So, you know, it was really good to hit the ground running recruiting. I'm excited. You know, about where we at in recruiting. You know, we finishing up, you know, with a couple of guys. We have had a really good summer. These coaching staff and Coach Houston, they've been busting their butt. And so, like I said, I'm glad to be a part of a staff that takes pride in recruiting. So, like I say, I'm excited about the guys that we do have.
Question that one of my co-hosts, Kyle, had for you. With you coming from Georgia Southern, a triple option based offense out of the shotgun, just making that transition to what we do here at East Carolina. Just talk about that.
This is like I tell people, football is football. They see triple option. It's no different. You just got three options. It's no different than a zone read and throwing the bubble. Instead of throwing the bubble, we was probably more pitching the ball. So, you know, we still have that, you know, that triple option phase is still in the spread systems. They just do it a different way. It just spread it out a little bit more. Like I say, they, you know, they throw the ball off of a little bit more rather than pitch. So far as what we do, it's very similar because, you know, we run the same schemes. You know, from a running standpoint, probably the passing game is expanded a little bit more than what we did in the triple option, you know, because we did more play action, not a triple option. But, you know, the passing game forces drop back is expanded a little bit more here at East Carolina. But, you know, being in the system that, you know, when I was at App, under Satterfield and then also at Gardner Webb, you know, the passing game was expanded during that time. So was able to learn throughout that time there. And so, I mean, far as that, far as the offensive scheme and everything, just like anywhere else you go, it's just terminology is the only thing that's the major part of, because formations is just the way you call it, different ways you call it. And certain runs or the runs, it's just, once again, how you call it. But just with the triple option phase, it's very similar, like I said, to a spread offense. You know, it's no different. It's just, like I say, instead of throwing the bubble, we was pitching it there. So, you know, it's been really good. Just the biggest thing, like I say, the biggest hurdle for me is just the terminology.
Coach, as we're wrapping this up, some questions for Pirate Nation to get to know you a little bit. You know, maybe a favorite running back or two.
You know, of course, it's that right there. You know, Derrick Henry, of course, and you know, and the reason I really harp on him is just the way he runs. You know, I like his style of run. I mean, he runs aggressive. He runs hard. He runs like you should play at the position. And that's the way you should play the running back. You should have a mentality about yourself. And so, he's definitely one. And then, you know, the other one that's, you know, like I say, I really like because of the variety that he brings, and he can do a little bit of everything, is Alvin Kamara. He's very special with the ball in his hand. You know, he can take a busted play into a great play. And so that's a sign of a really, really good running back. And so, you know, them two is kind of my favorite. I love to watch. You know, they play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and they're very fun and exciting to watch.
You bringing up Derrick Henry, obviously Tennessee Titans, that makes me think, even though he's been out of the league a few years now, East Carolina alum Chris Johnson. You know, when you're recruiting a young man, just talking about being able to mention a guy like Chris Johnson, who had 2,000 plus yards that one season in the NFL.
Yeah, no. And like I say, and he was, he's was very fast. Having coached nobody as fast as Chris Johnson, which, you know, if I can find me another Chris Johnson, that'll make my job a whole lot easier. You know, the closest thing to have coached to Chris Johnson was Matt Breida, who I just spoke with the other day recently. He's at Buffalo Bills. But no, Chris Johnson was definitely a special guy. And, you know, like I say, it'd be nice for us to find another Chris Johnson.
Do you have a favorite NFL team, or is it more just certain players?
San Francisco. I grew up a 49ers fan. I was a big time, just, you know, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, you know, just the story of both of them, the way they have worked. They earned everything they got to put themselves in position and had a lot of success. And it wasn't because of something that was given. You know, of course, yeah, they had some talent, but they work ethic what really got them noticed. And so, you know, and that, you know, they grew on me, you know, knowing their story. And, you know, I became a San Fran fan.
Outside of football, you know, favorite movies, television shows, and music. And what are some of your interests there?
I tell you, you know, I'm for as you know, movies, the movie Life, that was just on the other night. I love watching that. But, you know, for as a football movie that was very good was Facing the Giants. You know, that was a very inspirational movie for me on that. But for as music, I'm a R&B gospel guy. You know, I will, you know, I love some Chris Stapleton and Jason Aldean, so I listen to them too, you know, every now and then, you know. And far as you said movies, what else the last one you said?
I think you hit on them all. I just said movies, okay. TV shows, and songs.
Yeah, TV shows is just sports. I mean, I don't watch much TV. I'm always on the go recruiting or doing something. So over the family. So I don't watch much TV.
No doubt. Coach, we really appreciate your time this morning. You've been very generous. Obviously Pirate Nation is extremely excited about this fall, having the opportunity to get back out to Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium in full force. Before we wrap things up, do you have a message for Pirate Nation?
Like I say, I really appreciate your support. I'm looking forward to this season. It's going to be fun and exciting. You don't need to miss it.